Colville Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And Dalton, let's get right to it with Dr. Bill at 735 on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Bill. Hurricane Zeta on its way, and you promised us some new information with this update. What are we looking at now with Zeta as it makes its way through the Gulf?
Well, it's increasing in strength, and now up to 90 miles per hour, and moving due north at about 17 miles per hour. And it looks like it will continue to strengthen. So just a little bit more of in the intensity, and it will be a Category 2. So it very likely will reach at least a peak of 100 miles per hour before landfall. Now, if it does drop off a little bit near the coast with the cooler waters, it would still be a hurricane, most likely still be a minimal hurricane. And the landfall now is anywhere from 3 or possibly 4 o'clock this afternoon in southeast Louisiana. After that, it will move on to the northeast and go into southeast Mississippi in the early evening. And it will be at least a strong tropical storm, possibly a minimal hurricane when it makes its second landfall there on the Mississippi coast. And it'll make its closest path past through the Mobile area. It'll be to the northwest of us. And that will occur around 9 o'clock this evening. And so we can expect our worst conditions anywhere from 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock tonight. And that's when the storm tracks across southeast Mississippi. We can expect here in the Mobile area to see winds increasing this afternoon out of the southeast with gusts of 40 miles per hour later this afternoon. But then tonight it'll be southeast winds at 40 to 50 miles an hour with gusts around 70. And then after, maybe after 11 o'clock, and certainly by midnight, it will begin to decrease. And the wind will be out of the southwest and then running about 25 to 30 miles an hour with gusts of 40 through the early morning hours. And we're actually going to see clearing tomorrow by afternoon. And we'll see a high of about 75 for tomorrow afternoon. The storm will continue to track on up into Alabama. In fact, after midnight tonight, it's going to be up near Montgomery.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and then we'll spend the rest of the time tomorrow morning, especially, moving on up through northeastern Alabama. And of course, it'll be a tropical storm or working its way down toward a depression, but still quite a storm, and move up through the Appalachians, and we expect by tomorrow afternoon it'll be in Virginia and then off the East Coast. So, and it'll produce some very gusty winds on up through Montgomery. They could see winds even greater than 50 miles an hour, and there'll be gusts over 40 miles an hour up through northeast Alabama and north Georgia. Those stronger winds are and going on up to the northern portion of Alabama due to the rapid speed, the forward speed of the storm. And past experience has shown that hurricanes that move fast and come into this area, they'll produce some very strong winds well to the north. And we've had some situations where hurricane force winds were experienced all the way up into Birmingham. But here in our area, again, look at the evening hours tonight from 7 to 11 would be the worst of the storm. The storm surge now on the coast, 5 to 8 feet on the Mississippi coast and also on the Alabama coast west of Mobile Bay. On the eastern side of Mobile Bay and including the bay, we could see a 3 to 5 foot storm surge. And that will also carry on over into Escambia County, Florida. And the rainfall, well, it's not going to be that much because of the storm moving so fast. But here in the Mobile area, perhaps 2 inches of rain, but then over in Mississippi, it could be 4 inches or more. So this is a very interesting storm. And as I mentioned earlier, we could see gusts here in the Mobile area very close to hurricane force.
And this sounds like a completely different storm than Hurricane Sally, just regarding the speed, specifically
the
speed of the storm. And you mentioned the rain will be lower. I'm wondering, and you mentioned the storm surge, what are you looking at for Dauphin Island specifically? Dauphin Island has just been hammered this year.
Yeah, they would fall into the category of 5 to 8 feet. We're the 8 foot surge will occur is in coves, concave areas of the coast where the water really becomes trapped. Mm-hmm. And but out in most areas, it's going to most likely run 5 to 6 feet.
And with Sally, so many unknowns regarding the path of that storm. With this one, you've said it for a couple of days now that we expect it to make landfall in southeast Louisiana and then come through our area. Any chance that that path deviates in this in the next few hours?
Yeah, there's still a slight chance that we could see a little variation in track, but it's going to be small. And it's, you know, chances are it's going to stay pretty close to what we have now. And if you wanted to pinpoint the location where it comes into Mississippi, it would probably be, maybe around Gulfport or a little west of Gulfport to be the exact center. Okay. But again, that could change a little bit. The exact center could come into Biloxi or it could be past Christiane. But the east side, of course, is the worst side of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to experience in Jackson County and, of course, Mobile County receiving those gusts near hurricane force.
Zeta remains a very compact storm, is it not, Dr.?
It is. It's still very small.
Yeah.
But we expect that as it gets toward the coast, the eastern side of it will expand. That's not unusual. The fact that it's going to make its turn is due to the upper air winds. The jet stream now is coming out of the southern Great Plains and kind of roaring across the northern portion of Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. That's all in the upper atmosphere. But there's enough of a flow now along the Gulf Coast in the upper atmosphere to start moving that storm off to the northeast and causing it to accelerate.
Dr. Bill, yesterday we were hoping with the current conditions in our area that this would slow the storm down, and yesterday we were thinking possibly even a tropical storm as it made landfall. What changed overnight? Was it just the power of this storm? Did it overpower the conditions in the Gulf?
Yeah, the conditions are very favorable here for strengthening, and now with it increasing very, very rapidly, it will have enough strength to keep it as a hurricane when it reaches the coast, even if there is a little bit of a drop off. And its forward speed, which is going to increase here through the afternoon, also is a factor that will allow that storm to maintain hurricane intensity all the way to the coast.
And I promised I would ask someone this question. It might sound like a silly question, but you mentioned how quickly the storm is moving. I think 17 miles an hour, you said, and then the wind speed of the storm. So I was asked yesterday, and I didn't have an answer. When you have a storm moving 17 miles an hour, and let's say 90-mile-an-hour winds, do you add those two together? Would we actually be feeling like 107-mile-an-hour winds, or is the 90-mile-an-hour winds what they are?
No, the forward motion, yeah, it would be a factor in increasing the actual wind velocity on the eastern side.
Mm.
And that's sort of complicated because of the rotation factor here. We're not looking at a straight wind here.
Right.
It's going to be turning. And so you don't get the full effect of that forward speed added on to the wind velocities on the eastern side.
Not a bad question, Dalton.
No, thank you. And it wasn't
In a tornado, it is a very, very big factor in tornado activity, in that tornadoes tend to move rather rapidly. And at times up to 40 and 50 miles per hour. And that forward speed definitely makes the eastern side of a tornado much, much stronger than the western side.
Hmm. And one last question from Lisa on the text line. Why aren't we under a hurricane warning? We're still under a tropical storm warning. Do you have an answer for that?
The warnings are based on the sustained winds. And we're not looking at sustained winds of hurricane force in our area, but for the Mississippi, the Mississippi coast, and also along the coast of Louisiana, you will see some sustained winds there that are reaching hurricane force, which is around 75 miles per hour. So it's based on sustained winds and not the gusts.
All right. Tons of information there from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill.
A lot of info. And Dr. Bill, I can imagine that you mentioned tornadoes. There's problem that could be a problem in the middle of the night, in the middle of Alabama. This storm and spinoff tornadoes could terrorize communities this evening.
Yeah, we'll find some scattered tornadoes that will develop on the eastern side, and for our area it would be during the evening hours, and then we do expect to see some tornado activity as the system moves on up through Alabama. Those tornadoes tend to be fairly small. They don't last too long, but of course they can produce some severe damage. And so even though hurricane force winds may occur, and they're say a minimal hurricane force winds, they may not damage a roof. But if there's a tornado, then the winds are going to be higher in that tornado and that small rotation to cause structural damage.
Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist, Johnny on the spot this morning with Hurricane Zeta.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dan.
And we'll be checking in with Dr. Bill throughout the day. And just as a quick recap, he's expecting Category 2 landfall in Louisiana 3 to 4 p.m. this afternoon. We'll start feeling some gusts of wind late this afternoon, 25 to 35 mile per hour steady winds with 40 mile per hour gusts. We'll feel the roughest part of this weather from 7 to 11 p.m. tonight with possible 70 mile per hour gusts. Also, a couple inches of rain and storm surge will be a factor, 5 to 8 feet from the Mississippi coast to Mobile Bay and 3 to 5 feet of storm surge east of the bay.